Okay. Hello. I'm Brett Sheffield from the Librecast project, and I'm here to talk to you about IoT updates with IPv6 multicast. Librecast is part of the NGI Zero program to build the next generation internet. If you want to know more about that, come and talk to me afterwards. There's an NGI Zero BOF this afternoon, which you're all welcome to come along to. So, before we begin, I want to give you a choice. We could do this talk in a unicast way, or we could do it in a multicast way. So let me give you an idea of what that might be like. So for a unicast one, we need to start with a TCP handshake, and then we'll need to maintain that handshake throughout the talk. And then if you could all form a queue behind this gentleman, then I can present the talk to you one at a time. So obviously that's ridiculous. No, stay here for a moment. So I can actually probably do two of you at once. You know, we're clever in unicast, aren't we? Or maybe, you know, you could attach to my legs. I could probably do the talk to four of you at once. I'd need to deliver a few lines here and then repeat the same lines here and here and here. And I'm kind of doing this unicast dance. Thank you. Obviously, we're a bit cleverer than that in the unicast world. We can use CDNs and caching and all these sorts of hacks to make unicast work, because fundamentally, unicast does not work at internet scale. So, do we want to do this in a unicast way? Show of hands. Unicast. Multicast. Okay, so I probably don't need to do the rest of the talk because you're all convinced that multicast is better than unicast already. So, fantastic. So in 2001, they wrote RFC 3170, which says, IP multicast will play a prominent role on the internet in the coming years. It is a requirement, not an option, if the internet is going to scale. Multicast allows application developers to add more functionality without significantly impacting the network. So that was 2001. What year is it? So, yeah, multicast is still largely ignored and much misunderstood. But it's much more efficient than unicast. It's more scalable than unicast. It solves real-world problems. It is the missing piece. It has privacy advantages over unicast, which I'll show you in a moment. And it's the missing piece in the decentralization puzzle. It also helps make this fellow a bit happier. It's a lot more efficient. We can build less data centers. Every time you waste a byte, every time you waste a CPU cycle, you are killing this guy. So, what is multicast? We'll start with the definition. You've probably seen something like this before if you've snuck into a textbook at some point. Unicast is one-to-one, yeah? We're good with that? And broadcast is one-to-all nodes. Not too useful on the internet, and doesn't exist at all in IPv6. We've replaced it with multicast, which is one to many. Yeah? We're all good with that? Okay, well, that's wrong. Multicast, no form of IP multicast in use today, is one to many. Unicast is one to one. You set the destination as the sender. In the case of multicast, you send to a group. You have no idea who the recipients are. You don't know if anyone's there at all. In a multicast world, I wouldn't even know if you're in the room, and extra people coming in, as we have now, don't change the load on me as the speaker. That's not true in a unicast world. Unicast and broadcast are push. Multicast is pull. It's pub-sub. You can't spam someone over multicast. So we've come to the philosophical question. If a tree falls in the forest and no one's listening, is any data sent? And in a multicast world, the answer is no. It's all dropped by the first hop router or by the switch running MLD snooping or IGMP snooping if you're stuck in an IPv4 world. And that's quite important. We can do some fun things with that, as we'll come to in a moment. There's a lot of misconceptions that I find about multicast. When I talk to people, I hear that it's, you know, multicast. Oh, that's for streaming, isn't it? Or, yeah, it would be great for streaming if everyone wants to watch at once, but there's no use for video on demand. It's unreliable because it's based on UDP. It's insecure. It can't work on the internet. Well, fortunately, that's all wrong. Multicast is essentially about group communication. And the funny thing is, all communication is group communication. I'm talking to a group now, but even if I'm talking one-to-one, that's just a very small group. One-to-one is the special case and the only case where unicast actually makes sense. You are here, well, around the back. There's 7.7 billion people on this planet or something, and going up, well, unless this